In March 2012, John Lewis Gaddis, a distinguished professor at Yale, was in Dallas promoting his Pulitzer Prize-winning biography of George Kennan. He came by my office to visit. We talked about his book, as well as my presidential memoir, Decision Points. At one point, he told me that he had his students read Winston Churchill's essay, Painting as a Pastime. I decided to read it because of my admiration for Churchill, and because even though I was active, I was antsy. I figured that if painting had sated Churchill's appetite for learning, I might benefit from it as well. I've been plenty busy since leaving the White House. I've written two books. Laura and I traveled frequently, giving speeches and raising money for the George W. Bush Presidential Center. Much of our time is dedicated to the programs and initiatives of our policy institute there. I took up golf after a six-year hiatus. I stay in shape on the mountain bike trails in Dallas and on my ranch. Lately, Laura and I have reveled in the joys of grandparenthood. But despite all these pursuits, my life didn't seem complete. I wanted a new adventure within the confines of the post-presidential bubble. I painted these men and women as a way to honor their service to the country and to show my respect for their sacrifice and courage. I hope to draw attention to the challenges some face when they come home and transition to civilian life and the need for our country to better address them. At the Bush Institute, our military service initiative is focused on these issues, and the net proceeds from this book will be donated in support of our work. I'm not sure how the art in this volume will hold up to critical eyes. After all, I'm a novice. What I am sure of is that each painting was done with lots of care and respect. This is more than an art book. So opens Portraits in Courage, a Commander-in-Chief's tribute to America's warriors. You may have seen this book on library shelves or on bookstore windows. It's quite an impressive cover when you first look at it. And then when you see the author of the book, George W. Bush, you may well do a double take. Presidents retire to lives of quiet obscurity most often. With the notable exception of President Jimmy Carter, most of our presidents have left the highest office of the land. And unless their spouse is running for the presidency or some such thing, they leave the public eye for long periods of time. Think Dwight Eisenhower, Lyndon Johnson, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush. And so it is for President George W. Bush, though from time to time a painting or two of his Scottish Terrier Barney put him back into the spotlight for a day or two. So how surprising is today's feature title, Portraits of Courage, a Commander-in-Chief's Tribute to America's Warriors? Yes, it features paintings by none other than the former president, George W. Bush, but it is the way those paintings are presented and their topic that is so surprising to find. The book is forwarded not only by President Bush, but also by Laura Bush, our nation's first lady from 2001 to 2008, and by retired General Peter Pace, former head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Both of them intimately familiar with President Bush and his deep interest in the warriors the former president has painted. The book tells us just enough about each of these men and women to introduce them as individuals, as characters distinct from a generalized military hero theme you would not be surprised to find given the book's title and the cover art. Indeed, the text complements the old paintings displayed here, with stories from those whose portraits are featured through their military and their personal lives. The title, Profiles in Courage, harkens back to the bestseller by the yet-to-be President John F. Kennedy, Portraits in Courage, which provided Kennedy and his speechwriter Ted Sorensen an opportunity to write about the courage of American senators who staked out positions based on their convictions, not on the convenient politics of their day. Well, George W. Bush's Portraits of Courage likewise tells us of the courage of men and women who fought in the armed forces of the United States. A bit about the book itself. It's large, not quite coffee table sized. It is over 175 pages in length and filled with large, colorful reproductions of the portraits painted by the president. More than one large three-page foldout highlight the president's larger paintings. There are many sergeants here, and corporals, and specialists. The focus, for sure, is upon those who served under the officer class, although officers are represented here and there as well. Indeed, it's hard not to be moved by this commander-in-chief's inspired and respectful efforts to honor these warriors through his painting skills. I thought I'd read just a little bit from a couple of the biographies that accompany the paintings. We can't very well show you the paintings on the radio, but we can tell you a little bit about what George Bush has decided to write about these people he has painted. The first one, Sergeant Major Christopher Self, United States Army Reserve, 84 to 86, United States Army, 1986 through 2013, in a brief but revealing two-page biography of Chris Self, we learn this. Chris's Army career began in 1984. Quote, "Since I was about 5 years old, I wanted to be a soldier," he says, "and that desire never changed," end quote. Chris deployed to Turkey once, Afghanistan once, and Iraq an astonishing six times, two of which were after his leg was amputated. The injury happened in northern Baghdad in December 2005. Quote, "I was shot in a funny little incident," end quote, Chris puts it dryly. Approximately 15 Iraqi prisoners had just escaped when Chris ran across them. Quote, "I made a stand at the gate with two Puerto Rican National Guardsmen and five of my Iraqi counterparts. During the close combat, I was shot once in each leg," end quote. The left leg was paralyzed. Quote, "After 6 months of neurology and physical therapy, I had the leg amputated so I could run, jump with the airborne status, and continue to serve," end quote. Too often the contributions of military spouses go unnoticed, we read. Not so with Chris, who honors his wife Dana's service and sacrifice. Quote, "She was the core of everything that had to do with my recovery. It is an ongoing process even today, with the awesome support of my family and caregivers, including my beautiful wife and daughters, Jordan and Haley, and the emotional support from my son, Reese. The intense process was fairly smooth. We were honored to serve 6 more years after the amputation," end quote, Chris says. "For my 70th birthday in 2016, the president writes, "I invited Chris and a few other wounded warriors to come ride with me at the ranch. Chris, ever the character, showed respect for his elder by wearing a tuxedo cycling jersey, complete with a bow tie. To preserve his sartorial shenanigans for posterity, I painted my pal in his goofiest looking hat." And indeed, it is a respectful but interesting painting of this warrior. And finally, let's wrap up with the last service member portrayed in this book, Adam Janke, Lance Corporal, United States Marine Corps, 2005-2010. This is what the president wrote in this short biography. Adam Janke was in the ninth grade when he saw the World Trade Center collapse on television. Quote, "Oh, it's a new movie coming out," end quote, he thought. When Adam found out we had been attacked by terrorists on 9/11, he made up his mind to join the military. His father served in Vietnam, and Adam often thought about joining the infantry as a young boy. He was deployed twice to Iraq and injured multiple times, most often by IEDs. What helped Adam the most in his recovery was the doctors who took the time to truly understand his case. Rather than putting him into a category and handing him a prescription, he says, quote, "They found alternative treatments that worked best and were tailored to me," end quote. He also benefited from an organization called the Semper Fi Fund, which got him back into cycling and jump-started his civilian career by helping him with his resume and conducting mock job interviews. Quote, "Now I live on a lovely scenic lake in the mountains of South Carolina, working as a firefighter and spending my time off raising my children and my wife of 4 years," Adam says. In reviewing Adam's biography for this project, I was struck by the comment Adam made, "I was proud that President Bush was at the top echelon in charge of me when I was fighting and that he cared about me," end quote. Adam's simple words stayed with me as I painted him. "I hope he and his brothers and sisters in arms know that I care about them still and that I will until the day I die." Parting words from George W. Bush in his book, Portraits of Courage, A Commander-in-Chief's Tribute to America's Warriors. It is a collection of the portraits President Bush has done of these men and women, and some brief biographical notes as well. It's quite an affecting read, and it's available at all of our fine libraries, including the West Lafayette Public Library.